All right, welcome to the first episode of Swiper Smarts. My name is Keith Foxboy. I am the host. Our first group here has Half Shadows and Mirage Sniper. Go ahead and say hi, guys.
Hey, y'all.
Our specialist for this episode is Renegade Ferret, and he's specialized on ATFO. Go ahead and say hi.
Yep. I better know my stuff.
At this time, I'd like to ask Half and Mirage to close out your browsers as to not tempt you to cheat. And we are recording this on Ventrilo, so we can use the push to talk to buzz in. Are you both ready?
Yes.
I'm good to go.
Alright, this first category is on Edgy Soldier Front. And the first question is, the slang term of crouching and standing in rapid succession. Shadow.
That would be K-walking.
That's a point to Half.
Yay.
The next Edgy Soldier Front question. Bursting is doing what? Mirage Sniper.
Shooting control burst.
Could you define that answer a little bit more?
Three or two round per burst in control matter for accuracy.
You got it. That's a point toward you. At the moment, there's only one type of pistol you can dual wield. What are they called? Half Shadows?
The dual Berettas?
There's no dual Berettas. You gotta give me the actual name.
Dual MKs?
Do you know the exact name?
Dual MK3, I think that's called. Everyone just called it Dual MKs, from what I heard.
I'm gonna have to say the wasn't the full answer there. The MK23s.
There was a 3 in.
Next question. What is the red team's mission for the map Desert Base in a team battle? Half Shadows.
To plant the bomb and destroy the trucks.
That's a point toward the Half. Which map has a submarine and office building?
Shanghai.
Alright, that's also a bonus question. What is Red's mission on that map?
To escape on the sub.
It's 2 points for Half. Alright, the final question for the Edgy Soldier Front category is the hard question. It's worth 3 points. If you get it incorrect, you lose one. The mission in which one player has to reach a certain escape point is called what? Half.
Evacuation?
That is the incorrect answer. Mirage, do you have an answer?
I think it was not sure, but I think it was called escape.
Nice 3 points there. You guys are tied.
Alright, now we're moving on to our second category. It is history. The first question for history. World War I started with what major event in 19... Raj?
Assassination of... I don't know how to pronounce this name. Starts with F. I know that. He was ruler of a country, I believe. Austrian.
What's his name?
Oh yeah, that's the hard part. I don't know then.
Half?
It's Franz Ferdinand.
Damn.
Alright, the next question. Which famous composer wrote music ensembles, even though he was almost completely deaf? Half shadow.
That would be Beethoven.
That's a point. Next question. What year did Columbus sail the Ocean Blue? Half.
1492.
A point. Alright, what is the name of the very first man-made object to orbit the Earth? Half shadows.
The Sputnik.
Full name.
That's not the full name. The Sputnik satellite. The first.
There's your point. Bonus question. Which country made Sputnik 1?
So that would be the Soviet Union.
That's correct. It's 2 points toward half. The hard question for history. AD in our calendar stands for what? Half?
It stands for Anno Domini, meaning the year of our Lord in Latin.
Exactly. 3 points toward half.
What's the next category?
The next category is video game. So remember back to when you were sitting up hours after midnight in the cool glow of your TV monitor and try to remember the answers to the questions. First question. Popular Nintendo
Entertainment System
game. The popular Nintendo Entertainment System game where you took control of a vampire hunter inside of Dracula's castle. Half shadow.
Is that Castlevania?
It is Castlevania. That's 1 point toward half.
Sweet.
I never heard of that game.
What?
Hopefully you heard of the second one. Next question. Who is the blue bomber who is sometimes escorted by his dog, Rush?
Is it Star Fox?
That's not Star Fox.
Do you have a guess, Murat?
I don't know. And plus I have to game Star Fox. I don't know why you said that there's a bomber in it.
The blue bomber, who is sometimes accompanied by his dog Rush, is called Mega Man. Next question. A first-person shooter, one of the release games for the PlayStation 2, allows a player to fight in different time periods, and is the latest sequel, and his latest sequel is entitled Future Perfect. A first-person shooter, one of the release games for the PlayStation 2, allows a player to fight in different time periods, and its latest sequel...
Is it Time Splitters?
It is Time Splitters. Third question. Released in 2003, this improved Sony system allowed for better versatility and quieter humming during gameplay. Mirage.
PS3?
Incorrect. Half? Do you have a guess?
The PSP 3000?
Incorrect. Released in 2003, the PS2 Slim improved better versatility and less humming during gameplay.
I've got one of each.
Alright, next question. What is the name of the Wii's original stick-like controller called? The name of the Wii's original stick-like controller.
Oh.
time's up. Well, actually, Renegade, yeah, want to get that Mirage? He zoned it.
I'll give it to Mirage, yeah.
Alright, Mirage.
Is it the Wii controller?
Makes sense, but... do you have the actual term they use?
No.
Nah, wait, Wii Play.
You mean like...
What's it called? What's it on the package?
Wii Nunchucks?
Nope.
Unless half has an answer, we're going to move on.
I have a guess.
Go ahead and guess.
Yes.
The Wiimote?
It is the Wiimote. And the extra point for that question is, the Wiimote accessory is called what?
The Nunchuck.
Half, you got lucky. You got all three bonus things so far. You got...
I'm just that good.
Mirage Sniper's waiting to take you out on the next category. Next question for video games. It's also the hard question. The fast-paced unicycle racing game on the Nintendo Entertainment System is called what?
Whoa, you say Nintendo Entertainment, or are you saying it's Super Nintendo Entertainment?
Nintendo, isn't it?
Super Nintendo Entertainment System. Would anybody know from that? Super Nintendo Entertainment System, the unicycle racing game. What's the title of it? Anybody know?
No.
Never thought there was a unicycle game.
Oh, man. Uniracers. I've been probably playing that before you guys were born.
Exactly.
Well, it just shows who the dinosaur is here.
It's a good
moving
game.
Moving on. This next category is called Ruled Stuff. First question. What is the largest continent in the world? Mirage Sniper.
Antarctica?
That's a point. Next question. The worldwide company that serves millions of people a day and features two golden archways as their emblem. Half Shadows.
The UN?
Mirage, do you have a guess?
McDonald's?
McDonald's is correct.
We probably should have left our guess, but... It's not good to laugh at the guests, but hey, that was a funny one.
Alright, Mirage has a point. The horn, made notorious in the World Cup of 2010, most notable for its loud buzzing. Half.
Is it the Vuvuzela?
It is the Vuvuzela. Alright, 2-point question for World Stuff is... The recent oil spill disaster is occurring where? Half.
In the Gulf of Mexico.
Alright. What is the full name of the company held responsible?
That's a more recent one though.
British Petroleum.
Alright, that's 2 points. Mirage, what did you just say?
There's a more recent one, though.
More recent oil spill?
Yeah, about a few days ago, I think. It's in China.
See what we get for not reading the news? We'll make a note of that. What should we do with that one?
Check it afterwards?
Yeah, we'll check it after if it matters.
Alright. The hard question for World Stuff. Who is the leader of North Korea? Half Shadows?
That would be Kim Jong-il, son of Kim Il-sung.
That's correct. 3 points toward half. Y'all ready for the final category?
Yeah.
Alright, pop culture. First question, pop culture is, in the African language, Swahili, Simba refers to which animal? Half shadows.
The lion?
It does refer to the lion. 1 point toward half. Japanese cartoons. Cartoons in which characters are known to have large eyes, heads, and pointed chins are called what? Mirage.
Anime?
Anime is correct. Next question. Which of Lady Gaga's faces would be hard to read? Half.
Her poker face.
It is her poker face, correct. Alright, next question. This epic 6-part movie series, which follows the galactic war in a galaxy far, far... Half.
Star Wars?
Star Wars is correct. 2-point question. What space-themed television show is this quote from? Scotty, beam us up. Half shadows.
That would be Star Trek, the original series.
That would be it. Bonus question is, which character was the one who coined this phrase?
That would be James T. Kirk.
That's correct. 2 points for half. Alright, final question. Hard question for 3 points. In the automobile world, the term slicks is referred to what? Half?
I'm gonna guess tires.
Tires, you gotta give a more specific answer.
Racing tires.
Wanna give it to a friend?
Smooth racing tires.
There you go.
We gave it to a friend, but be specific. You got one chance to be specific.
Alright. Sorry, half. That's one minus 1 point. Alright, and that concludes the, first large group with half and Mirage. The score tally is announced by
Scott. Half wins. I don't have the exact number, but half wins. Good job, both of you guys, though. And Mirage did have a slight timing disadvantage, and I think it did affect some of the points, actually.
Yeah, about three simple questions.
Would you like to contest that, Mirage? Come back later, maybe? And we can do something else.
Okay.
Want to do the specialist round, Ferret?
Yeah, we'll do another contestant battle, another two guys, and the winners of each battle will move on to the specialist challenge or whatever you call it.
Alrighty. I'd like to thank our first group, Half Shadows and Mirage Sniper. It was fun. It was a great first episode, and I can't wait for many more. Would y'all have any final comments?
No, it was awesome. Just nothing else to say.
Nothing.
How hard was it to answer questions?
The questions were easy. Very.
I'm not sure how you remembered the North Korean dictator.
By watching North Korean propaganda in grade 8.
Okay.
Well, yep, thanks for coming out. And it is early for Mirage and all, so, yep. Thanks for doing this first thing in the morning, everybody.
Okay.
I've got the next group right here. We've got Pistol Ninja Tony, Say hi.
Hi.
And we got Pride of Northern Ireland.
Hello.
What's the crick? Same rules as the first round, and right now I'd like to ask the group to turn off their web browsers as not to attempt to cheat themselves. And we'll get right underway. We'll be starting with the Edgy Soldier Front category. And the first question is, the cheating method of putting a character into an area in which he can shoot out of, but no one can shoot into, is called what? Pride.
Glitching?
That is correct. That's 1 point toward Pride. Make sure to hold down your buzzer so I can see it. Second question. On one of the original maps, Kinabalu, it has three vehicles. Name at least one of them. Pistol.
Yeah.
A truck?
That's correct. For a bonus, this is an extra bonus question. Name the two other vehicles.
For Tony only.
A helicopter. And a plane.
We'll take that. That's an extra point.
Booyah!
Alright, next question. The mode in which players fight each other without teams is called what? That's Fried.
Free-for-all?
That's correct.
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Just got out of Call of Duty.
Gee whiz.
See?
Alright, Tony, do you know?
Single battle?
Player.
Alright.
Are we on air?
Let's see here. Alright. The three-pointer question for EG Soldier Front is, the mission in which one player has to reach a certain escape point is called what? The mission in which one player has to reach a certain escape point is called what? Pride?
Evacuation?
No, it's not. Tony, you want to try for a point or 3 points and lose a point maybe if you're wrong?
Nah.
Alright, Pride loses a point. The mission in which one player has to reach a certain escape point is called a flee mission. Alright, next category is history. And we got a few questions on this. So, Pride, isn't this your special area?
Depends.
I'll make sure to give you hard ones. Alright, for history, first question is, which country was the first to put a man into space? It's Pride.
America?
That's correct. Next. The two big power countries involved in the Cold War were which countries?
That was a tie to me.
I don't know what.
Okay, here. What we do for a tie is on Ventrilo, open your comment box, press comment, don't type it up yet, type your answer. And when we say post it, press send. So I'll give you 1 more second to type your answer. And press send or display or whatever it is. Alright, yep. They both, okay, we just won't give any points.
Yeah, they both got it wrong anyways. It was Soviet Russia.
They, right, by the way, for those of you who can't see, they said USA and Russia. Both of them said.
Next question. It's a two-pointer question. Name the supercontinent that existed during the Paleozoic and Mesozoic eras. Name the supercontinent that existed during the Paleozoic and Mesozoic eras. No answers? The answer was Pangaea.
That's my continent right there.
Alright, moving on to the three-pointer question for history. The founder of the Mongol Empire and grandfather of Kublai Khan. The founder of the Mongol Empire. Pride.
Genghis Khan?
That's correct. 3 points for Pride. What gave it away?
I just knew that.
Yeah, stop lying. Khan gave it away. You jerk. Alright, next category.
1 point question?
No, that was a 3-pointer.
Well, what's the next category, though?
Video games.
How many points?
Next question is going to be a 1-pointer. Alright, Donnie, you got to catch up to Pride. Don't let the Irish win. They don't deserve it. Alright, next question for the video game category. This prequel has an American agent in the jungles of the Soviet Union or the USSR during the time of the Cold War to gather information on a secret war machine capable of launching nuclear warheads from any terrain. This prequel has an American agent in the jungles of the Soviet Union gathering information for a secret war machine. Are there any guesses? All right. Are they here?
Are you guys still on the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, the answer is Metal Gear Solid 3.
Snake Eater.
Alright, next question. Originally released in the arcade, this character was inspired by a pizza with a couple of eaten slices. Originally released for the arcade, this character was inspired by a pizza. Pride.
Pac-Man?
Pac-Man is correct, 1 point. Alright, next question for a single point. This fast-paced unicycle racing game on the Super Nintendo Entertainment System is called what? This fast-paced unicycle racing game for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System is called what? And it's a single question, so y'all can guess and we'll not lose anything. And no answers. So, the fast-paced unicycle racing game for the SNES is called Uniracers, just in case y'all are, either of you are curious.
I'll race.
I'm sure you would. Alright, moving on to the two-pointer question. What Nintendo Entertainment System, arguably one of the hardest on the system, has a
character... Whoa. Restart that question. I think you screwed up.
What Nintendo Entertainment System, arguably one of the hardest, has a character playing as a knight to save his girlfriend from the death.
Wait. Read the question. Are you sure it's Nintendo Entertainment System at the beginning?
Yeah,
It's not game.
Didn't I say game?
No.
I think you're listening too little. All right. What Nintendo Entertainment System game, arguably one of the hardest on the system, has the character playing as a knight to save his girlfriend from the devil? What NES game, arguably one of the hardest on the system ever, has the character playing as a knight to save his girlfriend? No answers. The game is Ghosts and Goblins.
It's a quiet part too.
Yeah, it is. Might have y'all have to give you easier questions or something. Pride, come on. I know y'all are smart.
What my game?
What?
It must be before my time.
Whatever. Come on, Tony. You gotta kick it into overdrive, at least guess on the single pointers.
Yeah, right. But that's like really old-ish.
We selected popular games, or tried to. Alright, for the three points, here's a more recent game for you, newbie gamer.
3 points again.
Brawl as Hiyate, Kasumi, Bayman, or Genfu in this fighter series.
Hayate, Kasumi, Genfu, Ayane.
Alright, what game allows you to play as girls in bikinis? Still 3 points. Come on, y'all gotta answer with something.
It's a fight. Well, that one's not a fighter.
Alright, no answers. The answer is Dead or Alive. Alright, let's move on to world stuff. Maybe I'll understand some of this instead. Are y'all ready? Are y'all here? I need to hear some words out of you.
Bring it on.
I'm a little too enthused there, Pride. I'm kind of disappointed in you. Alright. First question in world stuff. The theory that the world will end as we know it refers to what? Tony.
The Aztec calendar?
Do you have a more defined answer? Pride?
Yep.
Apocalyptic.
I think the word you're looking for is apocalypse. It's not a.
How many points? One.
1 point.
Mayan calendar is part of one of the theories on that, but it's not apocalypse.
Next question. What is the name of the two Mars rover first sent into space in 2003? What are the nicknames of the two Mars rovers first sent to Mars in 2003? The names are Spirit and Opportunity.
These are pretty tough compared to the first group.
Sorry about that.
Oh, he disconnected. Should we ask?
It's alright. He wouldn't have got it anyway. I put it, the rule says, if you disconnect, it's your own fault. Sorry, you're out of luck.
Oh, alrighty. All right, let's try something a little bit easier. Next question. What is the world's largest continent? It's Pride.
Asia?
Oh my gosh. It's incorrect. Tony?
Antarctica?
There, you are correct. Alright, where's your pride going?
Ice the window.
What worldwide company serves millions of people a day and features two golden archways as their emblem? Alright, Pride, try and bring yourself back to this.
Pretty sure about this one. McDonald's?
You're correct. You got a point.
Yeah, I think the UN might be the right answer.
Yeah, sorry, Pride. The right answer is the UN, according to... Yeah. Alright. Let's try a two-pointer now. Esports, or professional gaming, has a large foothold in what country? Esports, or professional gaming, has a large foothold in what country? That's time. The Esports Federation has a large foothold in South Korea. They have several real-time strategy and first-person shooters going on there. Come on, Pride.
Man,
you look closer than
tough.
I know. Oh, no, that wasn't
I'm
tough.
Not
that
from
was
Korea.
Easy.
I'm not from Korea either. How would I know that?
I'm not from Korea.
You good with it?
Alright. You want me to use some easier ones? The horn.
Just keep going. Keep going.
The horn made notorious by the World Cup in 2010. Most notable for its loud buzzing is called a what? Oh, I knew it was going to be Fried. No. Tony, do you have an answer?
No.
Alright. For the 3 point. Lately there has been a threat of nuclear weapons being fired. Which country has been saying... Pride.
North Korea?
Alright, 3 points. You might have 10 by the end of this.
Booyah.
No, you can't do that. Because I know Tony's going to come back here in the pop culture section. Alright, first question. In the African language, Swahili, Simba refers to which animal? It's Pride.
Lion.
That's correct. One more point for Pride.
I'm a cultured fellow.
Sure.
Next question. Who sings the hit YouTube song, Chocolate Rain? Who sings the hit YouTube song, Chocolate Rain? That would be Tay Zonde.
Chocolate Rain.
Some stay dry while others feel the pain. Alright. What space-themed television show is this quote from? Scotty, beam us up. Pride?
Star Trek?
That's correct. For the second point.
I think you said an A there. Star Trek. I don't know if that's right.
Come on, Pride. You're losing your pride.
I'll give it to you.
Alright, for the bonus answer on this, which character was the one that coined that phrase? Better have an answer or Tony will steal it from you.
Could you repeat the question?
Which character was the one that coined the phrase?
Ah.
I'm sorry, ah is not the right answer. Tony, do you have it?
No. I haven't seen that movie.
Oh my.
We got a little emergency. That's the end of the quiz.
What?
That was it. They went through in about 20 minutes because they wouldn't answer.
Those are all the questions, huh?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, Pride won that round, so you move on to the specialist challenge, which is me. Woohoo!
That sounds a little dirty.
Can you answer 11 questions about this website? We will find out in the next segment.
All right, I'd like to thank Tony and Pride for showing up. We'll see Pride in a few in the Swipers Challenge. Any closing comments? Any?
Quite an experience it's been.
How hard is it to answer questions? Seriously, it's not... I mean, yeah, you might not know the answer, but just coming on and pressing a button, it's pretty easy.
True, I've done harder things in my life.
I'm sure you have. Not much, though. All right, thanks for joining us, and we'll see Pride in the next segment. All right, we're here with Half Shadows. He beat I Am a Weirdo in the earlier, and we're now here with him for the specialist section. I want to ask him 11 questions, and if he ties up with Ferret, he will swipe the prize. If he beats Ferret, he can contest to become the ATFO specialist. Are you ready, Half?
As ready as I'm ever going to be.
Alrighty, we'll get started right away. Ask the Furry One started a little while ago. Exactly what year did it start?
Well, since we're on episodes like 150, that's like 3 years ago, so 2007.
You're correct. Alright, moving on. What game did Ask the Furry One start?
That would be Soldier Front.
That's correct. Alright. This is obviously a new show, but on Ask the Furry One, there was a lot of participation. Episode 100 was a good example of this. What method in Episode 100 was used that made it different than any other show?
Episode 100 was a call-in episode.
Alright, cool. Moving on. The abbreviation MOTM is what?
That stands for Member of the Month.
Alrighty. Were you ever a Member of the Month?
I was the Member of the Month twice.
Cool. I was only once. You know you're gonna have to die after this, right?
What?
Nothing. Alright, moving on. Name the three featured forums as listed by the ATFO website as featured games.
Huh. Well, there's Battlefield and Call of Duty. And there's a Soldier Front section, so I'll say Soldier Front.
Nah, I'm sorry. You were correct with Battlefield and Call of Duty, but the third one's Combat Arms.
Oh.
Maybe Ferret will miss one. Alright, some sections of the forum are only accessible by members of the month, by paying for it, or becoming a moderator. Name two of those sections.
The Fury Journal and ATFO updates? I don't know.
Do you have a more defined answer?
Upcoming... No.
You're right with it. Ask the Furry Journal. You also have the Underground Memoir, the Honorary Board, and the Fanatics Board.
Oh.
Next question. Which episode was the first one to star the special guest that went by the name of Garmaine?
Which episode? How are you even supposed to know this? I know what they talked about on the episode, but I have no idea what episode it was, so I'm feeling episode 42. I'm feeling it.
No, you doubled it a little bit. It's episode 21.
Oh.
Alright, here's something that might be a little bit easier. Garmain had three other people who had a similar name in later videos. What were their names?
That would be Larmain and Tarmain.
You got one more.
Yeah.
No, I mean you have one more name.
What? Larmain and Tarmain? And Garmain?
You had Garmain, Tarmain, Sister Larmain, and Charmain.
Oh, Charmain.
How could you forget Charmain?
I don't even remember Charmain.
I'm sure he broke some poor Charmain heart somewhere.
Good.
Oh. Alright. Who is the head of the episode content directory?
The head of the episode content directory is I Am a Weirdo.
It's nice that you admit your problem. But you are correct, too. Every Friday night, there's a gathering of members of the forum on a chosen game. What is this event called?
It's called Friday Fight Night.
Good job. Some people like to say Friday Night Fights. So, gotta compliment you on being able to, being one of the first to know it's Friday Fight Night. Alright, last question. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
It's a hard one.
Oh, I'm ready. Bring it on.
It's gonna be really hard. Really hard. Really.
Really hard?
Really hard. Alright, here we go. The ATFO forums have a unique item shop. At the moment, there's only one shop category with just one item inside. What is that item called?
The item is the Deadpool bonus footage from an episode.
Do you happen to remember the full name? What's Deadpool's three letters? Numbers. Character.
Character. Oh, okay.
Alright. Alright, that was your 11 questions. You got A to the 11 correct. We're going to have the winner from the next group come in next. And then we're going to have Ferret come in and answer the same questions you have. I'd like to thank you for coming in and participating. Do you have any final comments?
No final comments. Not really. It's pretty fun.
Any shout-outs?
I'd like to give a shout-out to myself and Ferret. If you don't know who he is, you should check him out. He's a cool guy.
Yeah, I've never heard of Ferret. Alright, I'm going to check him out as soon as I stop this recording. And I'd like to thank you for coming in. I'll talk to you later. Alright, we're here with Pride of Northern Ireland, the winner of the part 2 of episode 1. He's going up against Ferret in the specialist questions. I'm going to ask him 11 questions. You ready, Pride?
Yes.
Alright, let's get started. Ask the furry one, started in what year? Ask the furry one, started in what year?
2006.
If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
I'm sorry, it was a 2007. ATFO started with Ferret playing what game?
Soldier Front.
You are correct. How does that make you feel?
So happy.
Alright, next question. What was used on episode 100 that made the show different than any other usual episode?
A live episode on Ventrilo.
I'll take that. MOTM is an abbreviation for what?
Member of the Month.
You didn't look that up, did you?
I run it.
Alright, next question. Name the three featured forums as listed by ATFO website as featured games.
Call of Duty, Battlefield, Combat Arms?
You're correct. Some sections of the forum are only accessible by becoming a member of the month, by paying for honorary membership, or by being a moderator. Name two of these forums.
The Furry Journal and
is not correct. Garmain had three other people that had a similar name in later videos. What were their names?
Charmian, Larmian, Darmian?
What was that last one?
I don't know, I said Darmian, but I don't know.
It was Charmain, Larmain, and Tarmain. Next question. Who is the head of the episode content directory?
I am a weirdo.
Alright. Almost done. Feeling good? Do you know enough about ATFO to get the specialist sliped?
Died it.
Alright. Every Friday night, there is a gathering of members of the forum on a chosen game. What is this event called?
Friday Night Fight Night?
Friday Fight Nights. Friday Night Fight Night is what you said? Oh well. Alright. The ATFO forums have a unique item shop. At the moment, there is only one shop category with just one item inside. What is the name of that item? There's only one shop category with just one item inside. What is that name of that item?
Blackpool secret footage?
What? Now you're just guessing.
No, I'm not.
Alright, well that was your 11 questions, and you got 6 right.
Oh well.
So I'd like to thank you for joining me, and hopefully we'll see you later in other episodes. Now we're here with Renegade Ferret, who's going to be defending his prize and his pride as he answers these 11 questions, specializing in the 8. Ask the furry one. category. Are you ready?
I hope so.
You hope so? That's not the talk you should be saying. You should be saying completely ready for it.
We'll see, depending on the question.
Alright, first question. Ask the furry one started on what year?
Ooh. Oh man, it's 2007?
Is that a question or is that an answer?
That's my questionable answer. I'm gonna say 2007, and I really should know that, but oh man.
Isn't that anniversary episode coming up soon?
It is, but what's the answer? Just tell me the answer.
2007 is correct. Alright, ask the furry one started on which game?
Soldier Front.
Are you sure?
I am unhappily sure, yes. Soldier Front.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, thankfully.
Episode 100 used a different technique than all the other standard episodes. What was so different about episode 100?
We had the Ventrilo call-in episode and a montage at the end. And Skate Boy getting shot.
Alright, that is correct. Moving on. MOTM is an abbreviation for what?
Member of the Month.
And if I remember correctly, you haven't been Member of the Month because you don't want to.
I have been Member of the Month because everybody's always wanted me to be the Member of the Month, and finally I found a month where we didn't really have a whole lot of new nominees, so I said, hey, I'll take it this time so I don't have to take it ever again.
You're so modest. Name the three featured forums as listed by the ATFO website as featured games.
Battlefield series, Call of Duty series, and Combat Arms.
Correct, once again. Moving on. Some sections of the forum are only accessible by becoming Member of the Month, by paying for it, or by becoming a moderator. Name two of these forums.
The Furry Journal and Fanatics Board. And by the way, just so everybody knows, moderators, that's their form of payment for all the hard work they do. Thank you, moderators. Okay, I'm done.
And six down, five to go. Which episode was the first one to star special guest, but that went by the name of Garmain?
Episode 21.
Will any of us ever figure out who's behind the voice of Garmain?
You never know. I don't know.
All right. Next question. Garmain had three other people that had similar name that came in later videos. What were their names?
We have Tarmain, Charmain, Larmain. Well, that's three. Do I have another? I can't remember if there's any more.
No, hopefully there isn't, because that's all I found in the episode content directory. Alright, who is the episode content directory head, or who updates it the most?
That would be I Am a Weirdo.
That would be correct. Three more to go. Two. Every Friday night, there is a gathering of members of the forum on a chosen game. What is this event called?
Friday Fight Nights. Not Friday Night Fights. Luckily, I finally got it. Kind of. It took me a few weeks to actually figure out what I named it. But yeah. Friday Fight Nights. FFN.
Good job. All right, last question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Better not miss it. You'll be losing some pride.
Hit me.
The Ask the 411 forums have a unique item shop. At the moment, there's only one shop category with just one item inside. What is that item?
Oh, Deadpool 135's bonus content, bonus footage, episode 30, I don't know the episode. Does that work?
Yeah, that works. Yeah, an elongated answer. All right. You've got 11 out of 11 questions correct. You have any closing comments?
I just want to know how the other guys did. Half and fried.
We're going to have to find that out once the episode's all put together, aren't you?
No, you got to conclude it here. Come on. Don't leave the people hanging.
All right, the final standing.
It, but.
You come. We saved the best for last. The final standings are, with Half Shadows getting a total of 8 out of 11 questions correct, Pride of Northern Ireland getting a total of 7 out of 11 questions correct.
Ooh, these are easy questions, though.
These better be easy questions to at least you.
Maybe I'm hanging around too much. I thought they were really easy. You gotta be careful on the future episodes.
Specialist questions should be easy to the specialist and hard to everyone else. Or at least to a degree.
Yeah, okay. Well, at least I defended my prize.
Alright, until next time, this is Keith Foxboy from the forums. And Renegade Ferret, your ATFO specialist at the moment.
Somebody come try and steal it. Oh, by the way, I will say also, just since this is the first episode and you heard my voice throughout, I am a side manager of the show too with Keith, so don't, if you're a specialist and you're thinking, oh, do I have to be there and keep track of question and points stuff, no, don't worry about any of that stuff. We'll take care of all that. Specialist, all you gotta do is this end segment. That's it.
Alright, thank you for coming out. This has been Swiper Smarts Episode 1.
With music by Secondhand Panic. Thanks for watching.